authorities had to launch boats into the streets.
Investigators in Fall River, Massachusetts are trying to determine the cause of a fire that swept through an assisted living facility, killing 9 people on Sunday night. Correspondent Tom Hansen is there.
It wasn't just the flames, it was also the smoke. The fire chief here tells us that presented one of the biggest dangers for the people inside. And when you factor in that many of the residents were elderly and disabled, getting out on their own was nearly impossible.
At least 30 people were hurt. The Consumer Price Index for June comes out today. Business reporter Jason Brooks with what to expect.
The market consensus is expecting inflation to rise 2.6% from a year earlier, warming up from the 2.4% gain in the May CPI reading, with the core rate factoring out food and gas prices. And of particular focus for the Federal Reserve is projected to rise 3% following a 2.8% gain in May.
Now to the story of a prank that involved a creepy-looking teddy bear left at a gas station. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Pat Harvey says it looked like it was made out of human skin.
This was a toy sold online by an artist in South Carolina, but certainly it received a lot of attention for its hyper-realistic detail. Victorville police tracked down 23-year-old Hector Villanueva. He is facing charges for causing a fake emergency and planting fake evidence.
And the teddy bear was actually made of latex, and dyes look to replicate the look of human skin. Emmy nominations will be announced this morning, and newcomer The Pitt is expected to be up for several in the drama category.
Your son is critically ill. The longer that we wait, the higher the risk of permanent brain damage. What is not clear here?
White Lotus, The Last of Us, and Severance are also big contenders. The studio is a heavy favorite for outstanding comedy series. Last year's winner, Hacks, is also expected to get the nod. You can see who's up for what when the nominations are revealed today on CBS Mornings, and the 77th Primetime Emmy Awards will be held on September 14th on CBS and Paramount Plus. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
See website for details. Bills Happen is not a lender and does not make credit decisions.
Hey, Bills Happen. So when you need extra cash fast, go to BillsHappen.com. Have you been turned down? Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you have bad credit? Go to BillsHappen.com. All you need is a job and a checking account. You can find a lender and get up to $5,000 cash as early as tomorrow at BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com is the smart way to get a personal lender now. So if you need extra money for car repairs, medical bills, family emergencies, whatever you need cash for, go to BillsHappen.com and you can get the money you need as soon as the next day, up to $5,000. At BillsHappen.com, our process is safe, secure, and all online. No one to deal with in person. And Bills Happen does not charge you any fees to use our service. It's easy. When you need a lender, just remember, when bills happen, go to BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com for the cash you need now. BillsHappen.com.
The All-Star Game is tonight.
The biggest names in baseball square off at Truist Park tonight for the 95th Midsummer Classic. Of course, the top overall vote-getters in each league, Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge, will automatically start at their respective positions. This is Ohtani's fifth All-Star Game and seventh for Judge, who says he's thrilled it's in Atlanta.
It's always a fun atmosphere. The crowd's electric.
The American League has dominated the National League, winning 10 of the last 11 All-Star Games. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
If you're looking for a way to help the Texas flood victims, the Kerrville Area Chamber of Commerce has set up a rebuilding and recovery fund. You can also give to the San Angelo Area Foundation's Disaster Relief Fund. Helping feed the communities, another way to help. World Central Kitchen and Mercy Chefs are both on the ground providing meals. And there are a lot of displaced pets. You can help there by donating to the nonprofit shelter Austin Pets Alive. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
It's going to be sunny and humid today. Our high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to around 71. And then tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. And tomorrow night, our high tomorrow in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Take the last train to Pottsville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30. reservation, don't be slow. No, cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Cottsville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Hey! and timeless hits. WRJN. Must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving. Must I be a teenager in love?
Except this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. You're lonely now, love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on. Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Rosemary, you must keep on trying.
I know that he hurts.
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
I'm telling you. baby, you're no good.
And timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
frosty cup tastes as sweet as the fudge. When big desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks who sick, this is the games they play. And when the masquerade is played, the neighbor folks make jokes at who is most to blame today. And then along comes Mary, and does she want to set them free or let them see reality from where she got a name? And will they struggle much until that's such a tender touch of her will make them not the same? When we met, I was sure out to lunch. Now my empty cup is as sweet as the punch.
Shout about it when you've got to choose.
get suddenly still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow, what it's there for. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Reach it out to the man up there, 'cause that's what he's there for. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Sunlight plays upon her hair.
I hear the sound of a
gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the
softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Yeah. just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
CBS News Brief. Police rescued drivers in Scotch Plains, New Jersey after heavy rain triggered flash floods in the region. Russell Olden's restaurant was inundated.
It's not just my business. It's not just my employees. It's, you know, it's everybody down in this area. The water comes in, it comes in quick, and there's really no time to react to it.
President Trump spoke into the BBC about his threat to slap 100% tariffs on countries that buy Russian oil if Vladimir Putin doesn't reach a ceasefire with Ukraine.
Do you trust him?
I trust almost nobody, to be honest with you.
The Supreme Court's ruled the Trump administration can go ahead with mass layoffs at the Department of Education. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
This is a case that will continue, but it's really unclear whether the Department of Education can continue without people working for it. And that's the essence of what the dissent was arguing in today's order.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day.